Hey, this is Randall.
And this is John.
From the Don't Wake the Kids podcast.
You're listening to our favorite podcast,
Weird. I hope you're ready for some funny.
Ace Podcast.
Weird.
What's up, A-Ron?
Hey, man.
A-Ron Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Craig, you know what today is?
It is
Black Friday.
That is very racist.
I didn't mean to be. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was delicious.
Did you get enough to eat?
I'm sure I did.
I spent Thanksgiving Day with our number one fan. And it was awesome.
Us?
Nope. My pops.
Oh, yeah.
I sat down and had a great discussion with him. He really is our number one fan, I believe.
He's got the hat and everything.
And no, I love it, too.
We need to get some hats, probably.
He probably should, because sometimes he does have a shirt. But sometimes accidentally schedule it for, like, noon instead of midnight.
And we don't.
And he'll let me know every time, and I'll say that, Craig. Darn it.
Did you tell him? Say, hey, you know, you're welcome to schedule it for me.
I didn't know. He's my pops, man. I can't do that.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Black Friday.
Be funny.
As soon as we're done, you're going shopping, aren't you?
Nope.
You're going to go get in line
down
at the Kmart.
That $5 joint that we go to all the time.
Oh, big sale.
They're having a big sale.
Yeah, big stuff.
They have it on Saturday, too.
Well, big stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Giant items like bulldozers.
I'm excited.
You're loopy today.
The turkey. I had so much. And my sister made this carrot cake.
Uh-huh.
Hold it now.
I can't. You ate it all.
I did.
Your wife made carrot cake one time.
Oh, she makes it so good. Lori's carrot cake.
She got some weird raisins or something.
Yes, that's what I like. Yeah.
Yeah, it is different.
And they take a long time to make. They're not
like you would know. Here's a quick story. Wake up and they're done.
Quick story before we get started. I know we got lots to cover with this special Black Friday edition, but my wife made me a carrot cake for like my birthday.
Yeah.
And she put it in this cake holder. And I picked up the cake holder by the handle and was like showing James, and splat, the bottom fell out. The carrot cake.
Was it
cake,
not locked?
I don't know. I still to this day don't know how it happened.
Did it ruin it?
Yeah, it hit the floor.
But you still ate it.
It was cake. It was.
Your face was on that floor time.
It was happy birthday to the ground is what it was.
Yeah, no, you ate it. I know you did. You probably scraped off the top layers.
But let's get started, shall we?
We just did.
You know, we didn't get any reviews this week, but we did get a message.
We got a message from AJ.
Amanda sent us a message.
Yeah.
On the Facebooks.
Yeah.
And any listener could do that. And
Yeah. It's just that she took the time.
She did. And
she loves
so sweet.
Us more.
She does.
Because she left a message.
But I'll let you go ahead and read it.
Oh, I've got to read it?
Yeah, because it's got something in there you need to read.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
From Amanda.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. I love your podcast. It's got me looking forward to Fridays and Mondays. Keep up the good work. And for the record, I love your snake theme. Is it available to download anywhere? I would love to make it. It would make a great ringtone, is what she said.
Listen. Somebody's calling.
Are you gonna let her?
Watch out.
Are you gonna let her know where to get that?
Yeah.
Oh, the snake hole.
This is for Amanda.
Snake hole.
All right, let's get to what to expect.
This is for Amanda.
Hole.
She's heard it.
Freak is nickel.
Hey, you know what's happening in this episode, right?
Well, we got more turkeys from Plains. People don't learn, Craig.
Nope, they don't. It got Charles Manson, who is not Marilyn Manson.
We got duck. It's cheese dip.
A Florida couple goes too far.
And I mean.
Wait, too far?
Yeah.
Over fast food.
I mean, way too far. And a story about Meet My Son, Fidget Spinner.
And a lot more, including a super Black Friday edition of the Top 10 List.
Isn't that going to be fun? Can't wait to get there. But right now, we've got the top story.
Top story.
Arkansas town is dropping live turkeys from plane again this year.
They don't get it.
They don't.
As God is my witness.
They never saw WKRP, did they?
I thought turkeys could fly.
For some turkey drop, that's for some, not for some turkey drop.
No, right. Yeah.
For some.
Yes.
Turkey drop refers to the Thanksgiving vacation breakup that commonly occurs for college freshmen in long-distance relationships.
Never heard that.
Me either. Well, you just heard it.
How about that? Turkey drop.
Not in Yaleville, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah. There, the phrase refers to a long-standing tradition of dropping live turkeys from a plane 500 feet in the air at the town's annual Turkey Trot Fall Festival.
You know, the greatest guitarist in the history of the world wrote a song called The Flying Turkey Trot.
Who would that be?
That would be Mr. Gary Richrath. May he rest in peace.
I thought you said it was the greatest guitar player.
The second greatest guitar player on this earth can play it just like Gary. Blew me away.
His son.
No, Sean Rourke.
Oh, Sean Rourke. Sean's his son, actually.
Oh, you know could that? Be.
Anyway.
No.
Can I get back to the turkey now?
Please.
The practice is continuing this year despite opposition from animal rights groups and social media users after an Arkansas Times blog post condemning the drop went viral. A letter-writing campaign resulted in more than 1,000 emails going out to each of the event's 13 sponsors. On Friday, six turkeys were chucked from the plane.
One of them was actually named Chuck, too. I don't know.
One died. He was like, yeah, he was like Chuck, ground Chuck when he hit the ground. One died on impact while five were able to use their wings to glide to the ground, Arkansas Online reports.
Well, one out of six, that's not bad. That's pretty good odds.
The birds barely fly. They can fly up into the trees to roost. That's about all they do. Spectators caught two of the surviving turkeys. One kerchy catcher told the news outlet his family will eat the bird, while another said he didn't know what he'd do with the turkey because he hadn't thought that far ahead.
I just saw it running.
I just saw free turkey.
I just grabbed it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I may just keep him.
Defenders of the drop point out. What's his face again?
Yes.
Christopher
Walken.
I'm
walking.
Defenders of the drop point out. I did it again. Defenders of the drop. There should be a comma in there.
There should be.
Defenders of the drop point out that wild turkeys can fly, so throwing them from the plane won't kill them. Well, they figured
that does confuse them.
It actually did kill one, though. That defense would seem to be weakened by the death of one of the birds at Friday's festival. It's also unclear whether the turkeys are wild or domesticated. The moderator of a community Facebook page for the Turkey Trot did not immediately reply to a request for comment from the Huffington Post. But even though some of the turkeys are able to survive the drop, the experience itself is terrifying, poultry science professor Yvonne Vizier-Thaxton told Arkansas Online.
You know, I've got to agree with you, Vine. These birds are like, hey, where y'all taking us?
Hey, guys, we're going up. I've always wanted
to this big thing.
He's like, I've always wanted to fly in an airplane.
Why are they opening the door?
Hey, what's up?
Somebody's going to jump.
Guys, that's dangerous. You should shut that door. Whoa,
oh, it's us.
Placing turkeys in an environment that is new to them is stressful, she said. In the case of, in my imagination, she talks like this, by the way.
Okay.
It's very manly. In the case of an airplane, the noise would also be stress-producing fear reaction. Dropping one from 500 feet is a horrific act of abuse.
Well, how do they know that? The turkeys may really enjoy it.
I'm going to play middle of the road on this one. Okay?
I mean, turkeys agree.
I'm going to play turkey in the middle of the road on this.
Go ahead. Don't get hit.
Is there a point? Can you not just have a turkey petting zoo or something? Do you really need to drop them?
Oh, I think it'd be exciting. For
drop birds that are guaranteed to fly.
What they should do is number them, and you pick a number, and you bet. Die, survive.
What if they give them wee little parachutes? And then that way they could, like, the parachute can
automatically
deploy. Here's
what they should do. Give them wee little parachutes that are weighted down with dressing. So that'll confuse them, and when they hit, it'll splat.
And you have turkey and dressing.
There you go. Instant.
You know, you...
What?
You've thought of everything, haven't you?
Headline is, people are tweeting RIP Charles Manson, thinking he's Marilyn Manson. You know, we lost one of the greatest wackos in the history.
I was really worried where you were going with that. The greatest
wacko.
That word doesn't go with him, usually.
You talk about crazy.
He's a nut.
You know, he's so crazy, carved a swastika in his forehead.
I actually read a book that he wrote. Well, another guy wrote it. He kind of like talked. You know,
wrote it through him.
Ghost writ it. And it's definitely he's.
Whew. Here's a little bit of trivia
he's a bad
for you,
dude.
Speaking of Charles Manson, did you know that he had three biological sons?
Yeah, we discussed that already. Oh no, I did not know before you told me.
Right,
no sir, I do not know that. I knew he had one.
It's really sad, Charles Manson Jr. They all three have changed their names because they don't want to be associated with with Charles Manson.
Well, he's still got a quote-unquote family out there of followers.
Yeah, I know. There's some wacky people everywhere. But
Can I give you a pamphlet?
Charles Manson Jr., even though he changed his name, words still got around, and he ended up committing suicide in 1995.
That's horrible.
It really is bad.
I mean, really, do you want a pamphlet?
And the other two...
No, really.
Nobody knows where they are.
You know the ranch? I got some friends. We can hang out and party.
Is it Charles Manson's ranch? What was the name of that ranch?
It was a Hollywood ranch. Yes. Something Hollywood ranch. It was a guy, old guy that like still lived there, kind of kept the place.
It's like the farm, you know? Kind of go down to Junior's farm. You remember, me down?
Yeah, except it's got the addition of serial killers.
Something. And you don't want that.
No, you don't typically want to. But is there a story here you're going to
tell? Charles Manson, the mass murderer and cult leader, has officially died at the age of 83.
That would be in contrast to not officially dying?
You know, here's another thing I often think about when Charles Manson comes up. What if the Beach Boys song that he wrote, he was credited for, got rich and famous? What would have happened? How would history have changed?
Well, you know, if I remember the story correctly, it was Doris Day's son was a producer, I think. And
yeah.
So when the Beach Boys thing happened, her son, I forget his name, was a producer, and he was going to work with Charles.
Right.
And then backed out. Well, he lived in the house.
Yes, that's right.
Before
they were going after him.
Yeah, but he was going after where Sharon Tate and Roman Polanski were renting this place. And so they went there. And I think that the LaBiancas or whatever, the other family was an accidental house. They went to the wrong house.
They all were,
there.
Yeah.
And these guys were just...
in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I mean, the creepiest part of the story has always been Abigail Folger of the Folgers. She was a Folger heiress. She's actually sitting on the bed at one point in the house, and one of the Manson members walks by the door, and she just kind of goes, hey.
Yeah, because people were coming in and out all the time.
She didn't know that these people were there to murder him. So how creepy is that?
Oh, it's so creepy. I don't even like thinking about it.
Did this just now became like a horror or like true
It is Black Friday.
True crime podcast.
Manson was known in the 1960s for creating an army of killers known as the Manson family, who would commit outrageous acts of violence, most notably the 1969 murder of Sharon Tate. Officials say Manson died of natural causes while serving his life sentence in prison, like any other time. There is a death in society. Twitter was obviously sharing their thoughts and opinions. A lot of users were confused as to why RIP Charles Manson was trending in the first place. But maybe it's because some idiots made a pretty major mistake.
That's the whole story, but we could fill in the rest of it. They thought...
Yeah. There were some tweets included with this story that I did not print out.
Find appropriate for this...
People are... I don't get it. I don't get it.
Hey, guess what?
Oh, hang on.
This one's mine. Okay, you're making it worse. Does this stop anytime?
Yeah, there you go.
Woman threw pot of cheese dip at mom during fight in Central Arkansas home.
Arkansas is hot tonight. With
hot
cheese dip.
Hot cheese dip. A woman threw a pot of cheese dip onto her mother before a fight ensued at a Central Arkansas home, police
she said. I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean to cheese you.
I was going to say, what you're doing right now is very cheesy. An officer with the Jacksonville Police Department was called around 8:50 p.m. Saturday to residents in the 100 block of Faulkner Street in reference to a domestic disturbance. The victim said the 20-year-old Randall in North Little Rock.
Hey, Randall.
Came to her house, began drinking, and at one point wanted to go to a liquor store, according to a arrest report. When those planning to go were not moving fast enough, Randall grabbed a pot containing cheese dip off a stove and threw it at her mother, the woman told police. Randall then rushed the victim, grabbed her around the neck, and punched her in the mouth, the report states. Randall told an officer that she had gone to her mother's house for a birthday celebration and then that the two fought over the 20-year-old's birthday money. She should not be going to get booze anyway.
No.
Records show Randall, who faces a charge of third-degree domestic battery and probably third-degree burns, remained at the we would say Pulaski here in Tennessee. Pulaski County Jail as of Monday morning. No bail has been set. In
Florida, hot cheese, huh? We'll go from hot cheese to a hot state. Now, this story, it kind of breaks one of our rules because, well, you'll see, but Florida headline is Florida couple pleads guilty for beating restaurant owner over cold chicken and not enough fries. That's too far. I mean, you can complain. You can write a letter.
Yeah, it's too far. They should not have given them cold fries and not good chicken.
A Florida couple pleaded guilty Friday to beating the owner of a chicken restaurant and her teenage daughter over complaints that their chicken was cold and they didn't get enough fries in their order. You know, that always upsets me, but...
Cold fries are very upsetting.
I never punch somebody.
I'm sorry, cold chicken.
Nathaniel Eric Smith.
Well, who are you, not you, but who are you to walk into a place and think you determine what, you know?
The amount of fries.
The amount of fries you get.
Absolutely.
I mean, within reason.
Buy your own restaurant if you want to decide how many fries.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Eric Smith, age 45, and Latasha Denise Smith, age 28, pleaded guilty in Camden County Superior Court to aggravated assault and cruelty to children in the beating. Officials said the June incident outside the Baxley restaurant was captured on surveillance video and aired on several television stations.
Television stations?
It showed Latasha Denise Smith beating Jeanette Norris, Quick Chick's owner. Quick Chick. I need to replace Quick Chick.
I was talking. You dudes talking like that a minute ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I took the I ate that chip that was hot.
Carolina pepper. Quick little story. I made a pot of chili, or Lori made a pot of chili. Yeah. I made a bowl of chili, and I was, you know, putting my stuff in it, like sour cream, cheese. Lori says, "Why don't you put some of those hot pepper chips in there?"
Yeah, the ghost pepper chips.
Yes, and I said, "That's a darn good idea."
The pack, what are they called?
Yeah, and you know those things are good. I mean, I'm like hooked on them now.
They're good, but this one that I had, this Carolina pepper, they sent me one in the mail.
Yes.
It was the pepper challenge thing.
Yeah.
I split it with a guy at work.
Yeah.
I think I'm having, like, flashbacks today. Like, I'm having, like...
Did you see spots? Was it that hot?
It was hot.
And you only had half a chip?
Like he can take it because he eats that kind of stuff, and he seems okay. He's trying to play it cool. Yeah. But he was looking at me going, "That's pretty hot." He was like, you could tell he wasn't going to let go and, like, really...
Well, it lit my chili up. I just had the regular ghost pepper chips, but I put a whole lot in there.
I could not imagine someone buying a bag of these Carolina pepper.
I'm going to try one.
If you accidentally rubbed your face or something, you'd be in the hospital. I mean, it my whole mouth was like...
Breathing fire. You felt like Gene Simmons.
Today I feel like I actually probably had some kind of a burn in my mouth. I mean, I actually had...
You better check your stomach. That stuff will burn a hole through you. Anyway,
so how did we get off on that?
When Norris's 15-year-old daughter left a vehicle to assist her mother, Nathaniel Smith punched her in the face, knocking her down. That's terrible. Norris, and see, you can't do that with you shouldn't do it with anybody, period. You shouldn't do it to a woman, period. And you shouldn't do it to anybody under 21, I would say.
You shouldn't hit anybody.
Idiot.
I mean, I'm going to punch you later, but that's because we have an agreement.
Norris had a broken nose and her daughter was treated for a concussion, reports the Florida Times Union. After the complaints about cold chicken and not enough food, the restaurant refunded the Smiths money, but the woman persisted on cursing Norris and beating on the restaurant's takeout windows, reports the Florida Times Union. The couple was recognized on the video and warrants.
Why was the Florida Times Union involved? Why wouldn't they just let the
paper were picketing the place next door.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The couple was recognized on the video. Warrants were issued for the arrest. They were at large for a few days, but surrendered to the Bryan County Sheriff and were taken to Appling County for booking, according to the publication. Superior Court Judge Robert Guy accepted
that guy.
Accepted the Smiths' guilty pleas and will sentence them at a later date.
Wow. Why is it always later? Why can't you just do it right then?
That's a good... Yeah, when's the judge going to come out and say, "All right, you say guilty, life"? See ya. Why wait?
Why not just do it right then?
Yeah,
is like a cool off period.
I don't know.
Hey, headline says, hey,
yeah,
man proves. This is for E because E hates fidget spinners.
You got one? You carried around with you?
I do not. I was actually fidgeting with it at home today, though.
You take it out and throw it in your son's face. I see you do it.
Yeah, I've done that because it drives him nuts. Yeah. But anyway, man proves he's named his son Fidget Spinner.
Great.
Why do you need to prove this? Because
you talk about if you want your kid to be picked on, made fun of, laughed at forever.
You call your kid Fidget.
Yeah.
He better be a genius.
Yes, he better be. He better be a good-looking genius.
Well, but if he was like a propeller head with the name Fidget, that'd be awesome. Wouldn't that be awesome? You know, the baby name situation is desperate when all over the world, countries are having to outlaw certain choices.
Yep, I've heard a few of these.
Mexico, to pick a random example, had to actually forbid parents from calling their children something I'm not going to say because I don't know what it means. Actually, I do know what it means, but I'm not going to say it. You don't need to have a good grasp of the Spanish language to figure out that it means something I'm still not going to tell you. Oh, and if you live in New Zealand, give up on the idea of naming your offspring panties Martian. And our favorite, personal favorite, For Real, with the number 4. But
I want a number in my name. That'd be cool. What if I was named Aaron 1?
Okay.
I'd be awesome.
A1.
Yes.
You'd be A1.
I'd be A1.
Saucy.
I could be a rapper.
But some names, or rather inanimate objects, still cause controversy. Take Squeezy Jibs, a man claiming he's a new dad and the owner of a pretty unique moniker himself.
Squeezy Jibs.
Squeezy made an announcement on Facebook entirely in caps explaining how he'd received a random bleep call from a woman he'd had a one-night stand with.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only had the woman gotten pregnant, but she was due to give birth and would Squeezy please sign the birth certificate as the father.
Oh, this is incredible.
He agreed under the condition that he got to name the child.
You can't make this stuff up,
so
man.
He called the child Fidget Spinner, and proudly displayed his birth certificate for his son's first birthday.
I'm getting dizzy.
It did not take long for people to be very critical of his choice of names. One man lamented, "Some people just shouldn't be parents. You're obviously one of those people. I'm a pray for y'all ignorance.
I'm a pray for y'all."
Snow says, "I'm a pray for y'all ignorance and hope you can sustain a decent life for that child." This person said for your ignorance, and he just said, I'm a pray for y'all ignorance.
Yes.
A woman added, "That poor kid."
Oh, man.
There were those who pointed out maybe he'd been a little too trusting.
Oh.
I'd be wanting blood test. Chipped one man.
I don't think he cares.
No, he just wanted to name the kid that.
Yeah.
He was going to sign the birth certificate. That means he's responsible.
That's true.
He's like signed for the new car.
she picked the wrong dude.
There were even supporters of the name, with one woman defending him, saying, "As long as he raises the child, loves and supports him, I really don't care what you name it."
Yeah, he ain't going to do that.
No.
He didn't even know the child.
Whatever.
That is too funny. That is the perfect story. You know what that means?
KFC story.
Got 10 grand, Craig?
I was so excited when
some?
I sent you this. I was so excited.
If you do, KFC will sell you a creepy internet escape pod.
It's a giant dome-looking
10
thing with the kernel, like a big figure of the kernel leaned over it, like arched over it as the main.
It's awesome.
It's hard to explain.
If staying connected is ruffling your feathers, hatch a plan to buy this pricey pod featuring a long-limbed Colonel Sanders.
It's pretty cool.
Can I say once again that KFC, I don't eat there very often.
You marry them already.
I'm going to start eating there as much as I can. They're geniuses. Their marketing department deserves all kind of awards.
It's either they're geniuses or the parent company literally does not have a clue what they're doing. They're running wild. I'm saying.
I know a thing or two about marketing.
The company, me too. I worked in marketing.
Yeah,
here's the deal.
Same here.
The thing is either they have just said, okay, go do what you want, go viral. Or the parent company really is just not even looking at what's happening in that office.
That is not the case, I assure you.
Burger King, I would expect this from.
Burger King's great, too. They've got great marketing. But KFC has gone over. I mean, it's something like half the shows we've done this year already have contained a KFC story. They're getting their names out there.
Yeah.
And they're producing some pretty cool stuff. Why did the chicken cross the road, Craig? You want to answer that?
To unplug from the internet?
Correct.
Okay.
Adding to its year of pop culture weirdness, KFC is now selling a $10,000 internet escape pod wrapped in a creepily long-armed and long-legged Colonel Sanders figure.
He does look like kind of a weird, like almost on stilts. Like he just reaches all the way over the front of the thing.
We should do a GoFundMe for this thing and turn it into a mini studio.
Do you think that our four listeners would come up with $10,000?
I think so. My pops would put some in.
By Friday?
Amanda, she'd throw in some.
By Friday?
We've come up with several technologically advanced creative experiences for our customers and fans this year, says George Felix, director of KFC's U.S. advertising. But even we feel the burden of technology during the holiday season, so we decided to go in the opposite direction and create an anti-technology product, using technology to help one lucky buyer literally escape
just
the holiday.
One of them.
Man, I wish I had this thing. The dome-shaped pod holds four adults and a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, the company says.
You know why it's $10,000? Because they're getting somebody to make one.
Yes. It's made from steel and stainless steel mesh with the Colonel's figure created from 8-inch pound.
Now, what? Try that again.
From 8, what is that?
8-pound high-density architectural foam and enamel paint.
Oh, I see. That's a quote. I was wondering why there was quotes.
It's words. It's really hurting you.
No, there's a quote before the 8.
It's where it belongs. If it was eight inches, it would be right after the 8.
An 8-pound high-density architectural foam and enamel paint.
I heard that somewhere.
Woo. KFC warns that the pod may not be perfect as far as keeping the internet out. Upon installation, every effort will be taken to ensure it fully blocks your device. The statement reads, "You have the Colonel's word." How'd they get that? That's creepy.
That is weird.
Or, you know, you could just put down your device for a while and spend the 10 grand on something else. That'd buy a whole lot of chicken.
Yeah. That'd buy like a bucket from there.
So, if you're counting up KFC's weird stunts this year, they're not weird at all to me.
They're
genius.
You here. They're going to help you here. They're going to give you a list.
They include 6 scented bath bombs, chicken. What? 6 scented chicken bath bombs.
Chicken scented bath bombs. Say that 5 times fast.
It's Twitter account following 11 herbs and spices, 5 spice girls and 6 guys named Herb. Plus, it's gift of a truly personalized portrait to the man who discovered the Twitter stunt.
And there was the GPS tape.
That's right.
And what else was there?
There's been the KFC phone.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
A lot of good stuff.
Are you done? I want to talk now.
Go ahead.
Police warn people not to eat spoiled trash-picked turkeys. I said trash-picked turkeys.
I didn't need a police warning for
that. I became like a beatbox by accident. Yeah.
Too bad we're not in stereo.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, police warn people not to eat spoiled trash-picked turkeys.
Once again, that's a warning I didn't
need. This is coming from Foulmouth, Maine.
Falmouth.
Foulmouth, Maine. A Maine police department is warning residents to steer clear of black market butterballs.
That's a good idea.
You know, Mama used to say,
buy them
from
life,
the Kroger.
Life is like a...
She said, buy them from the Kroger's or the Winn-Dixie's.
That's
don't,
it.
Don't get the black market butterballs.
Nope.
The police department in Foulmouth reports a Hannaford supermarket had to discard frozen turkeys that thawed out because of a mechanical failure. Police said the problem. That sounds like our Dairy Queen when they lost all those cakes.
Yeah, but they didn't throw anything out. They didn't discard anything.
The thing about the Dairy Queen, when they threw them in the dumpster, we were there to go.
We're just in there with our mouths open.
Yeah.
Throw it in here.
Police say the problem is that someone collected them from the trash bin with the idea of redistributing them. Police said people should be... beware of the black market turkeys because they're dangerous to consume. They urge any customers who came across them, it says consumers, but I'm calling customers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who came across them to put them in the trash where they belong. And we have a story about one Thanksgiving. We got a bad turkey from...
Wait a second. Is this a Craig's Random
Story? Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Craig's Random Story.
Yeah, so... appropriately enough, just being after Thanksgiving, I'll tell you this story. We were Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas, I think it was Thanksgiving at the in-laws, and it came from a store, I won't say their name, but it rhymes with Froger's, and we were like, what is that smell? Like, it was like, all the food's out to eat, and we're like, we're looking at the bottom of our shoes?
We're
thinking somebody stepped in something. Well, it starts coming apparent, it's becoming very apparent that it's the turkey.
You got a bad turkey.
It was a bad turkey. And we tossed that dude, man, but it was nobody ate it, thankfully.
So it was already cooked? Y'all cooked it and everything?
It had been cooking.
That's what a hassle.
It had been cooking in a smoker. Well, he cooked a couple of them, and I think it had been in the smoker on it. But there was no way to know until he'd pick up on being outside and pick up on it, I guess. Yeah. So that really...
Random story.
Just to kind of cap that story, that's true. You do not want to get a turkey that's gone foul.
Not at all. Oh.
See what I did there?
Well, it is Black Friday, and that's the official start of the unfortunate holiday season.
Seizing?
Yeah, seizing.
Lots of seizing going on.
So I will be I'll be coming out of hiding just to record this podcast. I'm gonna be under the roof. I'm not stepping out of my house until January. But I will come out I'll go to work.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most
Aaron's nowhere near.
It's the most horrendous time of the year.
You shut it. Hey, you got a story, man.
You may be thinking, wow. It's a little early for a top 10.
Very early for the top 10.
But oh no, Craig, because this is an extended kind of top 10. This is going to take a little bit of time because what we've got, top 10 Black Friday shopping blunders of all time. Now, this isn't like Black Friday nightmare stories we had last year.
Like pooping in dryers and stuff.
This is blunders. So it's different. So our listener can go all the way back and listen to last year's if they haven't heard it yet, because we covered some really interesting,
like pooping in a dryer,
Black Friday stories. And obviously you do remember correctly. Anyway, Black Friday is a one-day shopping extravaganza frugal customers look forward to. On the Black Friday after Thanksgiving, such stores as Walmart and Toys R Us attract dedicated shoppers who are looking to score a huge deal before Christmas
or get into a fist fight.
And over the last decade, a laundry list of Black Friday blunders have given rise to a wave of violence, arrests, fights, and stampedes. So we now present a list of the top 10 Black Friday sales nightmares that happened in real life.
Number 10.
Go for it.
Self-defense and sucker punches at Sears.
Man, that happens year-round, doesn't it?
No, because you can't find a Sears anywhere anymore. During one of its Black Friday sales in 2012, a San Antonio Sears...
San Antonio.
Sears was the scene where one shopper was reportedly punched in the face. He then pulled out a 9mm semi-automatic handgun in self-defense, according to MySanAntonio.com.
Punch me!
Police took the man who pulled out the handgun into custody, but later said the man was within his rights when he displayed the weapon. I would think so.
Yep.
The Sears manager even gave him a store voucher. He gave him an entire store.
Good grief, man.
He gave him his own Sears.
I'll take a punch for that.
Wow.
Number nine is...
Can I punch you now?
Nope. And the way, yeah, if you're going to give me a Sears.
Well, they're not worth anything.
I don't
want a
Sears.
They're not worth anything.
Maybe a couple of mowers in the back. I don't know.
And they're not even working, probably.
Number nine, entitled Ready for War. In 2010, police arrested a man in Boynton Beach, Florida.
Boynton!
After a Black Friday shopper alerted them that she thought the man had a gun. It turns out the overprepared bargain hunter did have a gun, a 40 caliber Glock handgun. He also had a 30-round magazine, a pepper grenade, two concealed knives, and a whole bunch of prescription pills. But no prescription.
And the biggest thing that got him on was probably the prescription pills.
Probably, yeah. I don't know, man. Guns are bad now, according to some.
Well, if he wasn't licensed to have it, but I'm just the prescription pill thing is such a huge deal.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
You got any kind of score some?
No, I don't.
Hey, number eight, with child, without wig.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Black Friday shopping stampedes are nothing new. The scene was seemingly no different in 2005 when, during a promotion at a Walmart in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the lure of Black Friday sales led to a scuffle. In this scuffle, as reported by Ranker.com, a pregnant woman was pushed down. A video shows the visibly pregnant woman panicking and scrambling, not to protect her baby, but to reclaim her wig, which was ripped off her head in the chaos.
You don't want to be caught bald-headed.
That's
anywhere,
my wig.
Especially at a Walmart's. Number seven, Black Friday shoppers or zombies?
Now, if they got zombies, I might go.
That's true. It might be worth standing
in line. If
they're
real zombies, because there's some people that deserve to be eaten by zombies.
When an Upland, California Walmart, did you see a trend here in most of these?
I think it's called Upland, but that's okay.
When an Upland, California Walmart decided to stay open all night in 2009, management probably thought that they were going to reduce the chance of Black Friday chaos by eliminating long lines and a mad rush when the doors opened. But when rowdy customers began fighting inside and tearing into shrink-wrapped merchandise meant to be opened at 5 a.m. the next day, the retailer decided to call the cops, kick everyone out, and clean up before the 5 a.m. sale. That's smart.
You know, Walmart.
Get out of our store.
I understand Walmart's got to put the stuff somewhere, and they do. If you go there, right before Black Friday today, if you were there last night, for instance, you would see early in the day yesterday or Thanksgiving Day or whatever. Are they open Thanksgiving Day? They probably
are. Yeah, they open up.
You'll see these pallets everywhere wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
And so people are looking all day long, drooling over the stuff, going, oh, that's
and
what
some of them will camp out, just sit there on that pallet until time to buy it. Anyway, this was about the worst. Wait, let me try
that
again.
Like your English?
This was without a doubt the worst I've ever seen it. They were belligerent, said one employee. They just bombarded the store.
They what?
Bombarded the store.
They what?
Bombarded. Irate customers outside then began banging on the glass like zombies and looking for ways inside. It was scary.
See, at this point, so, I'm sorry, that was Walmart. That was from a Walmart worker there.
Yes, it was.
Because I was thinking about how we need that people moving machine like in Soylent Green.
Oh, yeah.
With the big pointy thing on the front that just separates everybody.
Yeah, it's like a big cow scoop.
Well, it's like it was pointy, like in front of a train or something. It just pushes them aside.
That's a cow scoop.
Okay.
On the front of the train.
And they, I don't know. People.
That
people
would be good to have.
People are never scarier than when you see them trying to get something free or get something at an incredible good deal.
Right. And when was the last time you went out on a Black Friday?
I've only ever done it one time.
Yeah.
And I was going out, we've probably talked about this last year. I went out looking for a Nintendo Wii. And we were getting it for that day. It wasn't for Christmas. I just wanted to get a Wii.
Sure.
And so I did find one. Mm-hmm. But that's when I saw the two losers that were like the two women that kind of bum rushed the line at Toys R Us. Everybody's in line all the way out to the street.
Yeah.
They walked up and just stood there like they knew what they were going to do.
As
the door opened, they charged and nobody said a word to them. But I just saw the bad side, how bad it really was. And
hey, what if we head out tonight with our mobile recorder and interview some folks?
Well, you've got one. Go for it.
No, we. It has to be the weird team. I'm not going by myself.
I think though at this point everybody's already gotten their stuff. I mean they get up early in the morning. It's
early in the morning.
I'd rather dig through our $5 bins we do,
yeah,
than to stand in line and grovel for stuff.
Okay,
like just you want to go now?
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Number six, tussle over flat-screen TVs. Last year, Black Friday shoppers literally threw themselves on top of flat-screen TVs at a Stafford, Texas Walmart store.
Yeah,
after waiting in line for a few hours, people were climbing over each other to get to a TV, said one witness. It was crazy. The shoppers didn't listen to the off-duty police officer's orders, but no arrests were made that day. See, that's the problem. Arrests should have been made.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Just kick them out.
They're going to do the same thing next year. Number five.
If Walmart can afford what they afford every day of the week.
Yeah.
Just in general, just being the business that they are, they should have multiple police officers, local police officers hired to be at each store.
Yeah, instead of the one out front.
Two or three. Yeah, ready to go for that one night just for a couple hours.
Yes. Number five, Night of the Flying Laptops. That sounds like a good movie.
Yeah.
I'd watch it. In one of Walmart's more bizarre Black Friday incidents,
I'm working on it.
Customers in Orlando, Florida, told reporters in 2005 that
the happiest place on earth,
that laptop computers were being thrown in the air, sometimes as high as 20 feet. Although it's unclear who was doing the computer tossing.
They were throwing them across people to other people to catch them.
The chaos led to customers diving and falling all over each other. You know, I wish I had a video of each one of these that we've talked about and are going to talk about. Falling all over each other to catch the flying laptops. When the dust finally cleared, customers went right on shopping.
So they like happened. They don't clean that store.
No, there's a lot of dust. Some even walked by a handcuffed man who had cut line to get his hands on one of the discounted laptops. According to the report, the man insisted he attacked plainclothed security officers only because he thought they were other customers.
So he didn't matter that he attacked anybody.
No, he said, "I didn't know you was cops. I'm
sorry. I was trying to mug somebody else." Number four, it's raining gift cards. In 2006, a mall in Torrance, California came up with a promotion to give away gift cards to the mall's customers on Black Friday. Management, however, dramatically underestimated the turnout, but that wasn't the only mistake the promotion organizers made. Instead of simply handing out the 500 gift cards, the staff dropped them from the ceiling
The
frenzied mass of 2,000 frantic shoppers below. The result, a melee that left 10 people injured, including an elderly woman.
Well, sure.
It's amazing, like a concert, it's amazing that people were killed.
Here's what happened. Okay, I went out once, too.
Once was enough.
Yes, it was. But
and I would actually say it's interesting for anybody to go out one time.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying get out of your car, but drive by like the Best Buys, the Targets, the Walmarts, just to see.
Oh, I think you need to get into the middle of it at least one time.
Well,
I mean, get in the store.
I'd say if you're adamantly against getting out and doing it, it's interesting to at least drive down the road, not get in it, but see it.
Yeah,
that's
true.
It's like people lining up for rations or something. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
And why does Black Friday still exist? I mean, I don't understand.
And Cyber Monday.
Now Cyber Monday I do get.
I'm surprised that.
Why I wonder why Black Friday's because Cyber Monday.
It's because it's for Christmas shopping and it's right before Christmas, so it's a designated day before people are going to shop. If you did a Black Friday in the middle of April,
well, if the store,
there's no holiday coming up that people are buying.
No, but I understand that. But it seems to me that customers would have figured it out by now, and that the stores are open the rest of the month. You know, you don't have to get your Christmas shopping done.
Because they set aside, you know, 10 TVs. You know, 40 DVD
which
players.
Which goes back to Cyber Monday. You can get all that stuff.
But that came along later.
Yeah, but it's here now.
It's a money machine now, though.
I don't see why people still do it. It's confusing to me.
I see how people do it anyway.
It's crazy is what it is.
Why don't you quit being so
it's the
judgmental.
Most miserable time of the year. Number three, let me in front of the line or I'll shoot, Craig. I'll shoot Craig.
Okay.
In 2010, police arrested a 21-year-old shopper in Toys R Us in Madison, Wisconsin. The woman reportedly attempted to cut the Black Friday line when...
That's what I saw when I went.
...when confronted by angry shoppers who had patiently waited their turn. She told the angry mob that if they didn't relent, she would get her gun and shoot
them. I think the thing is here in town, I mean, not that there aren't people that are just really brutal. I think everybody in line was just being too nice to even do anything about it.
You're right. Well, we live in Niceville, you know.
Yeah.
Or... You know, just
no. That's actually in Florida.
It really is.
Yeah, that's actually Niceville, Florida.
Police didn't find a gun, but they took the threat seriously enough to arrest her for disorderly conduct. In an interview with CNN, the suspect lamented.
I thought you worried me on that one.
Lamented that she was worried the toy she originally cut the line to get would be gone by the time she was
so
released.
So it's about her.
Jail.
It's about her.
Exactly. Jingle All the Way.
I love that movie.
I love that movie too, but that's exactly what this reminds me of. I just wanted to get my daughter the toy she wanted for Christmas, she said.
Number two, competitive shopping at Walmart. Here's another Black Friday nightmare that happened at Walmart in 2011, but this time in Porter Ranch, California. I just thought of Porter steak or
I thought of ranch sauce for my wings.
Porter, what's that strip called?
Porter House. You heading down to Porter House?
Yeah.
Porter, know you're coming?
He does not know. Okay, what was that? Oh, yeah. This was the site of a new form of Black Friday rage, politely referred to as competitive shopping by a fire captain who spoke with the Los Angeles Times. 20 people, including children, suffered injuries when a woman unleashed pepper spray
on
the crowd. She used the weapon not to defend herself from an attacker, but to clear a path through the crowd towards doorbuster merchandise. I heard screaming and I heard yelling, said one witness. Moments later, my throat stung. I was coughing really bad.
Sure.
And watering up. Does that mean she was drinking a lot of water?
Yeah.
Watering up?
Well, yeah.
You know, here's the thing.
You got another sentence on the next page.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. The scene described as pandemonium included shoppers trampling fallen merchandise as workers scrambled to get out of the
way.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Not only has that woman been brought up on charges for every person that was affected.
Yeah.
Assault for each person.
And a battery.
And charge her for the batteries.
It wasn't salt, though. It was pepper spray.
Right.
Yeah.
But they could still charge her for all the batteries.
That's true.
But anywho, we digress. Those 9 volts and those double A's are really expensive.
We're arresting you for a pepper.
So the deal is
like assault.
How awesome would that be, though, to set an example? That
be great.
Every person in there was one charge.
Lock her up right next to Manson. Oh, wait.
No, in his cell. It's available.
Oh, that's true. Put him in there.
All right, let's get to number one here.
Number one.
Crazy, crazy list.
The number one is Game Over. The year is 2011, and the place is Walmart in Buckeye, Arizona. The night before Black Friday, a 54-year-old grandfather.
Hey, that's your age.
That's not my age.
You're not far from it.
I am.
And you're not a grandfather.
You're the same age as I am.
No, I'm not. And you're not a grandfather.
Is carted off to jail after an off-duty officer who was helping out the retailer and the man shoved a video game under his shirt in an attempt to shoplift the item, reports azcentral.com.
Can I just say I'm a little offended that they go, a 54-year-old grandfather? Like, you shouldn't say that unless the guy's 75 or something.
I agree.
75-year-old grandfather.
But see, what they saw was him with a video game under his shirt. They didn't ask questions because the man's wife, however, insisted that the ill-fated shopper put the game in his waistband to use his hands to protect his grandson from the crush of unruly shoppers.
That's plausible.
That really is. That's probably the case. But police said other shoppers saw him try to steal the game. That's some people that said...
feeling is that
they said he got the game I wanted. I'm going to turn him in for shoplifting. Yeah. A video of the incident's aftermath raised questions of the police use of force, the leg sweep. Yeah. I guess they kicked his legs out from under
him. That's crazy.
The leg sweep that took him down left the man bleeding and supposedly, Craig, unconscious.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, that was a good Black Friday right there.
Yeah, I think so. Of course, we got a lot of Black Friday left ahead of us, so I'm going home and I'm going to hide. Get out of the place.
No, you're going to be here. We're going to start singing jingle bells
next
week.
No, we're not.
We're going to be doing carols.
We'll be back on Cyber Monday. How about that? That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
I've never actually ordered anything on Cyber Monday.
I have. A lot.
Whoopity-doo. Good for you.